God knows I really need a wine to get through this one. Hello and welcome back to I've Always Said That with your host Brad. And today we're prepping for a very sad holiday. A very sad holiday indeed that commemorates something that is too harsh of a topic for me to talk about. So if you hear a little break or a little clinking in this episode, such as that, that's me and my wine. She's on the wines, yes. A chilled red goes down nicely and helps the soul. Yes. That's right. Valentine's Day is coming up. Every year it happens. And every year I try to imagine it doesn't exist. Because pain and torment is soon to follow. Not to be dramatic or anything. So let's get into it, shall we? If you're a history buff, let's talk about the history. Let's talk about the facts of what Valentine's Day really is to the historians of this world. So Saint Valentine, this boy is religious. Yes, he is. He is a saint. In fact, there are arguments where there was three of Saint Valentine, or was a Saint Valentius, as the history books command. Sorry, I'm trying to be all historical and it's coming off very... Anyway, so the 14th of February was originally a pagan holiday, similar to what Christmas was. And the Christians decided to mark the death of St. Valentine's Day on this date. You know, steal the thunder a little bit. Do what we do best, you know? And this date, you might be asking yourself, how does the celebration of the death of a saint interlink with love and romance and all this other shit? Well, the middle of February, wherever this originated, I think in England somewhere, was when the birds started mating. Yes, the birds and the bees. Not like that. But the birds, that they were in love. So it connected to a time of romance and love started blooming. And an ideological... Why am I talking like this? So sorry. Well, I don't know. Anyway, so you know Cupid. Cupid, he's a boy. He's a little chubby baby boy and he loves to love. He loves to cause mischief. He loves to shoot his little heart arrows. Anyway, where did Cupid start? I don't know. I googled it. So Cupid's roots, originality roots, are in Greek mythology. The god of love, Eros. Eros. Yes? Eros. He was a handsome immortal who played with the emotions of men and gods. And, you know, as time goes on, it eventually trickled down into him being a mischievous chubby child with wings. Sure. That makes sense. I've always said that. My Valentine's Day experiences, I don't want to make you sad. Look, I've been a single Pringle for as long as I can remember. Like, it's been a while, and my only Valentine's Day story came out of high school, and it's not even a good one. So in my high school, we did this thing every Valentine's Day where you could buy a rose and send it to people. Think Mean Girls, where it's like, you get one. Yes, Glen Coco. And none for Gretchen Wieners. That kind of vibe. So, spoiler alert, I was Gretchen Wieners in this situation. But it wasn't meant to be like that. I remember me and some friends, we all went up to the little desk during lunchtime, the day or two before, whenever the fuck it was. And we were like, I'm going to buy you a rose. And oh my God, we're such good friends. This is so good. And then Valentine's Day comes, right? And the student council, or whoever the fuck they think they are, comes round and delivers all the roses to all the people. And it's like big deal when a boyfriend, girlfriend gets each other roses. Cause it's like, oh my God, love. And we're like 17, 18. Oh my God, crazy. And then I was like waiting all day. Cause it was like spread throughout the day. Big school, you can imagine there's a lot of roses to give out. So each class was basically interrupted by this huge cacophony of Cupids basically giving out roses. And I was like, oh, okay, I didn't get it this period. That's right, I'll get it next period. Didn't get the period after. Okay, I'll keep waiting. And the day went on and on and on. And then it was the last period that we're handing out roses. And I didn't get mine. I'm not bitter. No. I'm fine. I've held on to that for years. This is why I hate Valentine's Day, because I never got a rose. Look, it's a sore point in the history of my life, but we're going to move on. So a good way to celebrate Valentine's Day now, if you're a single Pringle, is like a Galentine's, you know? Get some friends together, show your love for your friends, even though you're dying inside, but you love your friends. And this is a great distraction to forget about the loss or the lack of love in your life. You know? Just me? Okay. Now, another thing is Valentine's Day just a commercialistic scam? I mean, kind of, but like, let's be real. Every holiday is just a big commercial scam. Valentine's Day, New Year, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Christmas. It's just like, what can we throw at these people that they'll buy? And you know what? Capitalism really popped off today because I will buy most of it. Even if it's for myself, because no one else is going to be buying it for me. We established that? Yes. Okay. Move on. Cool. Yeah, it's a very commercial holiday, if you want to call it a holiday. Obviously you get chocolates, you get flowers, you get teddy bears, all that kind of shit. And it's just everywhere, all over the supermarkets, that kind of thing. And of course the prices are like top notch, especially chocolate. Like, I know there's like a cacao shortage or something, but chocolate these days is absolutely crazy expensive. And if I'm not spending that on someone else, I'm going to buy that for myself. Excuse you. Oh. Now, a lot of couples and people are just generally anti-Valentine Day now. And like, I'm one of them, but I think it's just because I'm single. I think if I was in a pairing, a couple, a match, that I might be more inclined to celebrate the Valentine's Day. However, I don't know. I wouldn't want to just be like celebrating just because it's Valentine's Day. Like, why do you want to celebrate just because the day told us to? Like, it's a nice reminder to be like, yay, value those around you, all that, peace and love, purr. But like, do that every day. Why do you need a day to do that? Maybe, yeah, it's a day to highlight it, but like, don't just give in for the sake of giving in. Like, have some meaning behind it. Put some thought behind it. Men, I'm talking to you. Huh, duh. Also, because it is such a commercialistic, I don't know if that's the word, but we're going to roll with it, commercialistic day, Valentine's Day falls on a Friday this year. So after the holiday, supermarkets like to discount things. So just say you're busy on Friday. Sorry, I'm busy. Let's do Saturday. Let's have let's celebrate Valentine's Day on Saturday and then go buy your shit on Saturday because that stuff will be discounted. It's going to be much cheaper than buying it on the day. I'll tell you right now. So just food for thought. Just saying. And at the end of the day, we're all just pawns in the chocolate industry's game. It's the time of year. Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter. They're like, our sales are going to be like this and their people are going to buy. And we are. We're going to buy. Now, Valentine's Day, what do you think about when I say Valentine's Day? Some people might say music. Some music, a lot of people, like their first dance songs when they got married, a song that they say is our song. It's like our couple song. But we're going to talk about some really bad, cheesy love songs, not specifically Valentine's Day songs. I couldn't think of a single Valentine's Day song, but there is an endless amount of love and romance songs and everything. But one that springs to mind in particular is a band. I don't know if you've heard of them, but One Direction. They put out a song called Little Things. And one line that I just want to point out in particular is, I know you never loved the sound of your voice on tape. You never want to know how much you weigh. You still have to squeeze into your jeans, but you're perfect to me. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't personally say that to someone. Like, that wouldn't be my go-to for a pickup line or a flirting line. Like, here are all these things that you're insecure about, but you're great. No. But the thing is, like, as a 12-year-old, I probably would have been like, this is love. This is beautiful. This is love. This is what I want. And look, I'm sure the 12-year-olds at the time probably thought that, and some still do. But some that have grown, I get you. You're my people. Also, in terms of singing, getting serenaded is actually one of my worst nightmares. I don't see getting serenaded in my future, but I don't think it's for me. I think it's so cringe. Like, just sitting in someone's bedroom and they just get out a guitar and they're like, hey, I'm going to sing you a song about how I feel about you. No, no, thank you. I've actually got somewhere to be. Sorry. It's going to be a no from me, okay? It's just, like, absolutely not. Also, the only serenade that I approve of is in Schitt's Creek when, fuck, what's his name? Patrick serenades David with Simply the Best. That is the only serenade I will approve of. And I'm not saying that in the future anyone do that to me. I approve of that in that setting of a TV show, these two beautiful men serenading each other because David was so uncomfortable, and I appreciate that, and that resonated with me, but it was beautiful. I think that's the thing. If you watch someone serenading someone, you're like, oh, that's really sweet. That's really nice. I mean, sometimes I'd probably be like, that's a bit weird. But if it was to me, I'd be like, I need to leave immediately. Immediately. This is a no. Absolutely not. Also, love songs in general, I think just make me angry. I have to make a lot of people angry, but I think they would sound great if you were with someone. So maybe it's a longing, it's a hoping. Maybe my taste will change in 20, 30 years when someone finally decides I'm not a crazy bastard. Who knows? We'll get there one day. Now, kind of looping back into the Valentine's Day being a commercialistic day, gifts. Gifts are obviously a big part of the day. And the stereotypical go-tos, chocolate, flowers, like teddy bears, like things like that, with the bears with the big heart in their laps. Cute, but it's also kind of just like, yeah, you've ticked a box, basically. And if you're just ticking a box, you're not really putting any thought into it. You want to get those? Absolutely. Go for it. Love chocolates, love flowers, love a good teddy bear. Absolutely. Pair it with something else. Yes? Pair it with something else. Pair it with a dinner. Pair it with an activity. Cook your partner dinner. Take them out somewhere. Give them something they want. They actually want as well. You know, look at me giving dating advice and being forever single. Okay, yes, you're welcome. Quality time over everything. Like, I'm spending quality time with this wine. Like, if I was in a relationship, I think my favorite gift would be peace and quiet. Leave me the fuck alone. Maybe that's why I'm single. No, that can't be it. Speaking of Galentine's, just as good as a reason, once again, to round up all your single friends, but they don't have to be single friends. They can be people in couples. Maybe the biggest gift that your friend in a couple might get is from you saying, I'm going to take you away from your partner and give you a break from them. Because sometimes God knows they need it. But who am I to say? Go for a drink, just hang out. It's a good excuse to just see each other, show your appreciation, show your love. So I don't know what kind of friendship you have, but showing emotion is not a great quality I have in a friendship. I love bullying, mutual bullying, and just like shade and swipes at people and arguing is how I show my appreciation. So invite them over into your humble abode. Make them a bountiful dinner, a bountiful dinner. Wow, this is good wine. Self-love on Valentine's Day is also probably going to be my go-to. Anyway, have a wine. Check. Do some skincare. Watch your favorite show or movie. Listen to some tunes. Tune! Order in. Now, what are you going to order in? Something really filling, something greasy. Don't get like a salad. I'm going to get a salad. No! Absolutely not. You are on your own on Valentine's Day. You get that pizza. You get that burger. You get that Mexican food. You do that now. Yum. I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get some Guzmán y Gómez. Abso-fucking-lutely. That'll go down a treat with a side of wine. Yes, please. Light a candle. Light some incense. And yes, this is also something you can do in a depression pit because you are single, but no. You are single and you are amazing. Do this because it feels good and you love doing it and it is a night to yourself. It's all a mental game, isn't it? Life's a mental game, yeah. The single life agenda, I don't have to try and impress anyone. I gotta try and outdo myself, and that is a challenge in itself. You know what I'm saying? I got my own time and my own rules. I don't need to follow anybody. I can do my own thing, even though I'm kind of like, hey, what's everybody else doing? Give me something to do, you know? Anyway, side note. Please, God, I'm lonely. My goal is for everyone to be alone in their home and suffer together. Isn't that community right there? That's love. That's what love's all about. That's when... That had nothing to do with what I just said, but that came into my mind. So you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Now, movies are also a great thing to be able to do on Valentine's, partnered or single. I love a good rom-com. Bad rom-coms are my favorite type of movie, and they can also cross-genre it up. Here you go. Here's a perfect example. Any Netflix original movie with Lindsay Lohan, check. The latest being Our Little Secret, which was technically a Christmas movie. However, rom-com, obviously. Go watch that. That's some good shit. It's so bad, it's good. Like, it's actually might be one of my favorite movies. Also, some classics. The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandy B. Yes, that is actually such a good movie. I haven't seen it in a while. Need to watch it again. Friends with Benefits, which is basically the same movie with different characters. Our friend of the show, Justin Timberlake, and Mila Kunis, of course. Just Go With It, Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston. I mean, any love movie you could watch, and it's just like a good time, you know? I have to have rom-com. It has to have the com. It has to have the dot-com. Romance on its own, it's just like, that's when you get a little bit, I'm alone. But if it's rom-com, it's the funny ha-ha, not funny ooh, you know? I really love a rom-com, and maybe that's my inner self crying out for help and companionship, but we're going to ignore that. That's what we do best here at I've Always Said That. Now, the core of V-Day, Valentine's Day, not, oh my God, I just realized, V-Day, D-Day, the end of the world, Valentine's Day. Oh, this makes so much sense, because every Valentine's Day feels like the end of the world. You're welcome. You're welcome. That's what the Mayan calendars had in store for us the whole time. The whole time? Yes. Yes. Do whatever the fuck you want, with as long as you got a glass of wine or any sort of beverage that you are into if you don't drink. You're going to have a good night. You are going to have a great, lovely, jubbly night. And you don't agree with anything I've said, good for you. I'll probably go back on most of it anyway. So, in ending, Valentine's Day, take it or leave it. Look, I'm probably going to go to work. I'm going to forget that it's Valentine's Day, as most people will. If you have a Galentine's Day, share it. I want to see pics. I want to see pics with your partner. I want to see pics on your own. Come on, share it with the community. Let's have a I've Always Said That Valentine's Day together. Come on, share it, hashtag it. I want to see the photos, you know, with your glass of wine. Cheers to that, am I right? Thank you so much for listening. Remember to like, comment, share, subscribe, leave a positive comment. If it's negative, leave that shit in the past. I don't want to hear it. Follow us on Instagram for all the behind the scenes content. See what's coming up. This is I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. Love you. Bye.